Plagiarism in the university setting is a major issue that educators nationwide are tackling on an ongoing basis. As students who grew up using the internet attain college age, has plagiarism become epidemic? Maria is a junior at the University of Texas, El Paso. Maria admits to having used uncited sources on the internet for class assignments. Maria's name and voice have been changed to protect her anonymity.
It's so easy to use Google Scholar. Find a couple papers on your topic and copy bits and pieces of it for your paper. The information is already there. Why not use it?
Here at the University of Texas, El Paso, faculty and staff have employed a variety of methods to try to proactively combat the urge to cheat. UTEP Assistant Dean of Students, Ryan Holmes.
We try to make sure that we do things that are preventative.
In addition to traditional methods, many faculty at UTEP have begun to place emphasis on critical thinking skills rather than mere regurgitation of facts. Professor John C. Kados is the Guitar Division Coordinator at UTEP and teaches a sociology course each semester on the social effects of rock music. He believes in order to discourage academic dishonesty, a new paradigm must be achieved and that one fundamental question must be asked.
I think that you have to ask yourself, as a teacher, why are students cheating? And for me, the fundamental answer to that is lack of self-confidence. And I believe very strongly that the only way that you can really empower a student is to create an environment where they can think critically. Because of all the academic endeavors, thinking critically is the most satisfying. It's the most empowering.
However, academic dishonesty still can and does occur. When it does, educators like Siqueiros must turn to UTEP's Office of Student Affairs and Assistant Dean of Students, Holmes.
We ask that all professors notify our office, you know, and also notify the student that they're sending some things to our office. Mm-hmm. We ask that professors send the materials highlighted. If they have the original sources where they believe it came from, to send that as well. We review it. We then call the student in, have a conversation. If, in fact, the student has plagiarized, and we make sure that we have it be a teachable moment, and that's both educationally through educational sanctions as well as punitive sanctions.
It is also important for UTEP students to not only recognize exactly what plagiarism is, but what its consequences can hold.
It could be a zero on the assignment, a type of written paper as to the disadvantages of academic dishonesty. It could be a drop of a letter grade or two for the course, depending on the time of the year, depending on how often the student has been caught for something like this. Again, there's always an educational sanction. We try to make sure there's educational sanction to go along with the punitive sanction as well. So,
for his part, Professor Siqueiros would like students to know that there is no fulfillment for an educator who has to turn in a student who plagiarizes.
The more you try to police it, the more you miss the point. And then with technology and just the way that young people have access to all kinds of stuff, that it's a battle that you can't ever win. And believe me, I get no satisfaction from busting somebody for plagiarism, because that's a very disappointing thing. It's a big deal for me to have to turn somebody in. You know, it's a big deal. I don't want to do that.
In the end, it's the student's responsibility to know just what constitutes plagiarism, how to avoid it, and what consequences may lie ahead of them if they are accused by a professor of copying. And going into her junior year, Maria realizes that this is an important time in her academic career.
I'm starting my junior year. Most of those core classes I looked at, I don't really need them, but, like, you have to take them. Now I'm getting into courses for my major, and I realize I'm going to be learning things that I actually need for when I have to go out there in the real world. And I just hope I can do the work on my own and not have to cheat, because otherwise, what am I getting out of it?
For the University of Texas at El Paso, this is Dave Acosta.